Well, good Monday morning, church. I've got my cup of coffee here, and we are ready to get this week started. We're going to be in Psalm 143 today, and you may have noticed that throughout this month, several of the psalms selected for reflections has focused on the prayers for God's help and or protection. In today's reading, the psalm writer pleads with God for protection from enemies, to be released from despair, and to be guided on a safe path. Yet, while expressing loss of hope, the writer also acknowledges God's goodness and constant love. And so, God's saving word for today is prayer, and the title of this passage of scripture of Psalm 143 is A Prayer for Help. Let's get started. Lord, hear my prayer, and your righteousness, listen to my plea. Answer me in your faithfulness. Don't put me, your servant, on trial. No one is innocent in your sight. My enemies have hunted me down and completely defeated me. They have put me in a dark prison, and I am like those who have died long ago. So I am ready to give up. I am in deep despair. Remember the days gone by. I think about all that you have done for me to bring to mind all your deeds. I lift up my hands to you in prayer, like dry ground. My soul is thirsty for you. Answer me now, Lord. I have lost all hope. Don't hide yourself from me, or I will be among those who go down to the world of the dead. Remind me each morning of your constant love, for I put my trust in you. My prayers go up to you. Show me the way that I should go. I go to you for protection, Lord. Rescue me from my enemies. You are my God. Teach me to do your will. Be good to me and guide me on a safe path. Rescue me, Lord, as you have promised. In your goodness, save me from my troubles. Because of your love for me, kill my enemies and destroy all my oppressors, for I am your servant. And today's key verse is Psalm 143, verse 10. You are my God. Teach me to do your will. Be good to me and guide me on a safe path. You know, it is obvious as we read this passage of scripture that the writer feels that it has been a long time since he has seen God's hand of blessing in his life. And you might say that this man finds himself in a spiritual drought, a time where it just seems that there is defeat on every side, that there is testing in his life day in and day out. And you know, I have found in my own personal life that God does bring us into times of testing. He does teach us a lesson from his word, and then he sends a time of testing to make sure that we have learned that lesson, that we know how to incorporate that lesson into our daily lives. And I have been in that place where, as the psalmist said, that the heavens are made of brass, so that our prayers go up and then they hit the brass heavens and just are reflected back at us. And it's during those times that the writer has found that our faithfulness in God's promises are true. It doesn't matter what we are experiencing, God's word is ever true. And in those promises, we can place our trust. Let's pray. Faithful, loving, and merciful God, in those times when I am burdened with troubles and in the depths of despair, you do not abandon me. When I have lost hope, you are there to comfort and sustain me. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing me to pour out my heart to you. Remember me each morning of your constant love. I lift up my hands to you in prayer, thanking you for your steadfast goodness and care. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday morning to a close. And I hope all of the mothers that are out there have had a blessed, happy Mother's Day. And just remember to keep looking up, because our promises, the answers to our prayers, are on their way. God bless.